Yeah, what do you read that?
Get all road.
That's crazy. When was the last time that you found that out?
I know, just kind of, should I just lay the gavel? Okay, I'd like to call this meeting to order, the requirements of the Open Public Meetings Law, 1975, Chapter 231, have been satisfied, and the adequate notice of this meeting has been published in the Star Gazette, posted on the bulletin board of Borough Hall, stating the time, place, and purpose of the meeting as required by law. Do you mind joining me?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Jones?
Here.
Torres?
Here.
Conry?
Here.
Higgins?
Here.
Thompson?
Here.
Okay, at this time, I'll accept a motion to have someone recommend someone chair the meeting this evening, since we have no mayor or deputy mayor.
I'd like to make a motion to have ex-former mayor Dave Higgins on the meeting tonight. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Chubby, chubby.
Okay, ready?
Okay, first on the agenda is the regular minutes of September 2nd.
Motion to receive and file the minutes.
Second.
Yes. Any discussion? No? Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstained. All right, let's move to correspondence.
Make a motion to receive and file the correspondence.
A second.
Any discussion on either of the two items?
Hold on.
I have an issue as far as the insurance. I mean, I had an issue with the trees in front of my house a while back, and I was told I couldn't do anything with them because they basically belong to the borough.
Okay. We're going to talk about the trees?
Yes.
Are we going to talk about the enforcement for the approved plans?
Yeah, I was going to talk about that one. But
then we can do that. Let's go ahead and approve the correspondence, and then we'll bring that up.
Approve.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Okay. Paul, you want to talk about the tree?
Yeah, the people are on 38 Broad Street with a tree falling their home. According to the correspondence we had, there's not much they can do about it other than have their insurance covered. I don't know if there's anything we can look into as far as what the town can do as far as the insurance that we have to assist people if this comes up again.
We did submit the claims for our insurance.
Right, I've seen that, right.
Right, and that's the response that we received. Because we're part of the state forestry management plan, we are exempt from any kind of litigation, and as you'll see, the response from the Shade Tree Commission is the same thing. That's why the Forestry Assistance Act was passed, so the towns would keep their shade trees.
Right.
They were afraid of litigation, so unfortunately, in this situation, I don't believe that there is much we can do. Am I correct, Leslie?
Yeah, but unfortunately for the citizens, the Tort Claims Act, which immunizes municipalities for certain torts, contains a provision in it that provides immunity for public entities if they have a shade tree commission and one of the trees, if there's a tree that either causes, it could cause death and there'd still be immunity. So it's death or injury, whether directly caused or indirectly caused by the tree or the shrub or whatever it may be, as long as the tree or the shrub is on public property, on a right-of-way or easement, it's an area that's covered by the commission, and that they have an approved plan in place. So as long as those conditions are met, there's complete tort there's complete immunity from tort liability. So I can't imagine that, depending, you know, no matter what insurance company was involved, they're going to point to this provision and basically say that they're going to deny the claim based on the Tort Claims Act, their statutory immunity.
Maybe we can just ask the Trees Commission to do some better inspections, because it said the tree broke apart mainly due to rot. So if the tree was rotten, then maybe the Tree Commission can do a little better job inspecting the trees that are around town and eliminate this problem before it happens.
They are aware of the response from the insurance company, right, Christine?
That's correct. That's why I had the regular response.
That's the only thing I had on.
Was that what you were going to talk about, Rob?
No, I was going to talk about the correspondence we received from the planning board.
Okay.
The letter we received talked about what their concerns were regarding the basically the enforcement of two particular properties. But when it seems to be a series of instances where the planning board might approve certain plans, and then there's no follow-up inspection made. Maybe if there is, then there's a communication disconnect, because somehow, even though in some cases applicants went to before the Board of Adjustment to try to get variances, some other times they haven't. Like there was where the PNC Bank is, there's backlit signs that were put in after the planning board approved these no backlit signs, because it's right in our ordinances too, clearly stated, and yet the bank decided to, on their own, put these backlit signs in. So when it was brought to their attention, they just decided not to light them. They're still there. And Wells Fargo followed suit with doing the same similar thing with their backlit signs too. So it's either like a disconnect with communication breakdown or something along those lines between the enforcement. I don't want to say our municipal engineer, because we now have a different municipal engineer, but our zoning officer might have to go back and inspect these things to make sure that these things don't cause a problem. Recently, which is addressed here, the two large developments we have a problem with, because Van Cleef's they built their additional units in the back of their front units, not according to the planning board site, approved plan, rather. And Paramount Properties, same thing. With their windows, they decided to make their own specs and disregard, it seems, those approved plans. And because there's no enforcement, really there's little that, the borough can do about it. So I'm proposing that...
Well, I have a question.
Yeah, sure.
I have a question of the attorney. The letter is from the planning board.
Mm-hmm.
And it said the board recommends enforcement and compliance with the approved plans.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so how do we do that?
Well, it's my understanding these were redevelopment projects.
Mm-hmm. I don't think Paramount was. Paramount fell apart.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was not a redevelopment project.
That was an emergency
project.
Fix.
Right.
But they are in the redevelopment zone.
Right.
So I think what has to be...
But Paramount did bring those specs to the planning board.
They did.
And that's
yes,
what
they did. I'm on the planning board,
right.
And we did approve those.
Okay.
They were supposed to, this, how the plans that they brought is how they were supposed to do it, and they did not do it.
Correct.
They changed
themselves.
I think especially with respect to the redevelopment projects, and there are some that are going to be going forward, that you've got to amend your ordinance to address aesthetic and architectural design, and then have an enforcement mechanism placed into the ordinance so that your zoning officer can go out and enforce what the plans provide for.
And that is something that the code book committee is now working on, that particular ordinance. So that will be done in the future.
I don't see how you retroactively, if you don't have something in your ordinance that addresses that, if you don't have something that addresses the violation.
Well, he hasn't been given, Paramount hasn't been given a CO. He hasn't been given a CO because of that. But they said he still, he wouldn't care, we wouldn't give him, they wouldn't give him a CO. He would just leave it the way it is.
Right, he doesn't care if there's a CO.
So that's why we want to know how can, what enforcement can be done.
Retroactively, I'm not sure. I'd have to go back and look at the ordinances and see what's set forth in there right now. Off the top of my head, I don't want to answer off the top of my head, I guess. So I'll go back and look at that, but I think in the future you've got to have it spelled out very clearly to make sure that you have the mechanism necessary to address it as it's being built, so that you don't have a situation where you're going back and you're looking to fix something that's already been substantially or completely done.
That would be great.
Does that make a difference if it's in a redevelopment area or a residential area? Because when they put Calton Homes up out by Memorial School, they put the wrong size houses in the wrong size lots.
It's going to make a difference, but it'll be spelled out in our zoning ordinance. So,
what I'm saying is when they built them, they were actually fine for putting the wrong size houses in the wrong size lots.
That's just the difference, if it's not in the redevelopment.
There's
no mechanism there. So, and you have projects going forward. So the only thing I'm not sure of is how you retroactively enforce something that, and I have to look at the ordinances
it's not completed yet.
No.
The Paramount's not completed.
How close to completion is it? He just doesn't have his CO?
He hasn't completed.
Okay. But I mean, that provides some wiggle room right there.
His isn't complete.
The other one, though, the Van Cleef, is completed.
I don't see any relief there, but certainly there might be wiggle room with respect to that. And then going forward, certainly that's something
going
that you
forward,
want to
we could
address,
address
because
yeah.
there's going to be other
All right, well, thank you.
Projects.
But I have a question. Who's supposed to do the inspection?
That's my question.
Well, the zoning officer would do the enforcement, and I suppose it would have to be, we could speak to the engineer to see who he would recommend do the inspection.
We don't have a building inspector?
They don't inspect for the outside of the building, the aesthetics part. It would be the zoning officer. And that's why we want to, there is no one named in the redevelopment ordinance go out and do those kinds
That's
of inspections.
Right.
That's the problem. We need to amend the redevelopment ordinance to include those kind of inspections be done by the zoning officer.
Aren't they supposed to build when the state building inspector comes? Yeah, aren't they supposed to build the plans? And isn't the state supposed to ensure that they do that?
They inspect structural.
For the actual structural, yeah.
Right, they are not
inspecting
not the architectural.
Not the architectural.
So in other words, the planning board might approve aesthetic plans and say, okay, you can't have backlit signs or you can't have facades a certain way. Right,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, but
so
again, wouldn't
Yeah, so that would be how, you know, it would get done. So.
But you had the windows put in, right, upstairs?
Mm-hmm.
The upstairs windows put in, that would be building inspector then.
No, yeah, he just wants to make sure that they're in white.
Okay.
Listen,
yeah, which
the
is
the fire inspector
different.
And the fire inspector inspected it also. The fire, it's not up to our.
Not up to code.
Up to code.
So the code, the code book has to be changed to have, and that has to go along with the redevelopment plan, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So it's got to be uniform for anything that goes on down there. It's got to be included for the entire redevelopment.
Now, we could
provide a mechanism for enforcement of the aesthetics and the architectural design
now,
of
Leslie,
the building.
Excuse me, correct me if I'm wrong, but we can, as council, suggest to the planning board that they appoint a member to follow through and do the inspections.
I think that
don't want to say.
Okay. I think the zoning officer would probably be able to
able to do that. However, that's certainly something that...
I don't know if you can have a planning board member doing enforcement, can you?
No, you have to have, you have to have an official or... appropriate enforcing agency.
Yeah, so the problem with that, though, is that person has to, that zoning officer has to become familiar with all the plans. So that's extra time and effort on that person's part.
Okay.
Can I just ask a question? Does the governing body want Leslie and I to work on the redevelopment ordinance, to put this in, this mechanism to enforce, apart from the code book committee? Because this redevelopment ordinance is complicated.
So move. It's the same thing.
Okay.
It's what we're doing now, so.
Yeah, we're going to work on that ordinance.
Development as well.
To incorporate something in there that will meet the criteria that we're looking for.
I would like Leslie and I to work on this ordinance and present to council to get it passed.
We don't need to vote on that.
No, I'm just asking for a...
Consensus. Dick?
Go for it.
Paul?
Yes.
Bob?
Well, I don't think that's necessary, but fine, whatever.
Take it off you guys.
All right.
Dave, what happened when I turned up?
Maybe you just all speak up. It looks like you're talking amongst yourselves.
I'm going to say wah, 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 wah.
Okay, next. Okay, now I'd like to open up the audience for a portion of our meeting for remarks, petitions, statements from our guests. Name and address, please.
Kathy Bryant, 41 Elizabeth Avenue, Washington, New Jersey. I represent Mount Piscataway Church, Washington. I'm trustee. So that's why I'm here at the borough council meeting, because I am a resident of the township. I am coming before the board to have an update as to where we are with the paving of North Lincoln Avenue. I know this has been going on since probably last year.
I have good news for you.
I hope so. Thank you.
You'll like it.
Yes,
wonderful.
You will like it. All right. Contrary to what we previously thought, because we got a state grant to do that road, we do not have to go out for bid for it. So once the state approves our plans, they do have to approve our plans because they did give us the money. We are going to go back to the same company that did the four streets, Humans Avenue, Taylor Street, Green Street, and Davis Street, and they will be up there tearing that road apart and laying down the new blacktop.
Okay, so let me just recap. You do have the grant. You have to go back to the state to approve the grant?
No, to get approval of the plan.
Of the plan.
Right.
Okay.
And then once they send them back to us, we are going to dig up your road and pave it.
Okay, so approximately how long does that usually take? Like, what's the process of them approving?
I have an answer for you, too.
You are so good tonight. Okay, go ahead.
The engineer and I spoke about this on Friday. We're estimating mid-October, possibly third week of October, weather permitting.
By the end of October.
Yes.
Okay, by the end of October then? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Give or take.
Well, the asphalt plants close in November.
Right, so
it will be done
by the end of October.
Yeah,
because
we're getting into chancy weather there then. Okay. And also, I'd like to ask, are there any grants involving curbing or sidewalks for our streets?
Yeah, we're talking to them, not we can't do it.
Okay, I'm sorry. Are there any grants for curbing or sidewalks for our streets?
Well, there are grants available for safe ways to schools. Mm-hmm. So, if there's anybody in your neighborhood that walks to school,
bingo.
There is a grant for that.
So how do we proceed to move forward with that? That's something that...
Well, I have an answer for you there, too.
You were just all answering tonight.
I am.
Okay.
Christine, you have the list, right? Remember I gave it to you, the safer way to schools? That was for, like, bicycles?
Yes.
The bike lanes and sidewalks and stuff.
And we just received a letter from the New Jersey DOT, I think it was in your packet last meeting, asking for your thoughts and recommendations on what streets you wanted to look at paving and or sidewalks and curbs.
Mm-hmm.
And that's next year's grant.
That's correct.
So that's
next
year's grant.
That would be next year's grant.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I just need to keep on going back.
We are going to apply for it, right?
Correct. I asked for recommendations for tonight.
Okay.
Okay, all right, so then I'll just...
Follow up.
Well, yeah, I'll be here at the meeting, so I can just follow up and get a current status of how we're progressing with this, because...
Long overdue.
To say the least, yeah. And I don't think we need to speak any more about that, but yeah, it is long overdue.
Okay.
So thank you for your attention tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anyone...
The house at 149...
I need your name and address, ma'am.
Shirley Coleman, 166 Lincoln Avenue, Washington, New Jersey. I live in the borough. The house on the same street as I live, 149 North Lincoln Avenue, you do have a sign saying condemned, is still standing, and it's a disgrace.
Is that the greenhouse?
No, it's not that house.
That's on the left-hand side?
That house is being...
That's the house that's being...
No, that house, the camera house is being...
Right, that's under...
That's being done, yeah, and that looks fantastic. They're doing a fine job of that. But it's the other house down from it, 149 North Lincoln Avenue.
What's the issue with the house, ma'am?
It's condemned.
It's condemned.
Okay, that yellow two-family house?
That's the one...
No, it was, no, it was just a house with, I don't know, rundown shingles, not even shingles, it's just, you have to come and see to look at it, it's a disgrace. I mean, you would not want to live.
Okay.
Does it have condemned on...
There was a sticker on it when someone took it off.
That's a while ago.
Right.
Yeah.
Condemnations are a little tough for me to answer off the top of my head, only because I think it will be at the borough's expense.
Yes.
Right.
If we tear the house down.
Correct.
And I would need to look into the cost associated with that. I would imagine, Leslie, correct me if I'm wrong, I'd have to find out the current status of any ownership.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely.
And find out what's going on there as well.
Okay.
It takes about 6 months to do.
I don't think it takes that long. Once the house has been condemned.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we could find out rather quickly through bank records and deeds, you know, who the actual owner is. There must be a way. The problem we have is, there are houses that are condemned, and we know they need to come down. Normally, it would fall on the homeowner, but these homeowners don't have the money or the funds to do it. So it's a question to the governing body, is this something that you want to go forward with and spend the money on?
Who condemned it, the Board of Health or the construction official?
I don't know. I'd have to...
I'm not sure.
I know I had Rudy looking into it, but he's not here yet.
There's several houses that are in the same situation.
I know.
But there's no grant for that, is there?
I don't believe so.
Well, you never know unless you ask, right? Well, I'd appreciate it if you could look into it and have something done with it, because anyone can go right there and do anything they want, and they can go through the back. It's not a place that, it's a place that needs to come down or be refurbished or whatever. So, thank you.
Thank you.
Robin Klimko, 35 West Marble Street, checking on the status of our project.
We're here to vote on the approval of the design.
Okay.
So, once the design is approved, it gets sent to Kevin Schaaf. Kevin's going out to get a contractor. And then it will be done.
Time frame, Mitch, for the contractor?
All right. Now, I don't have an answer to that.
Sorry.
For everything else.
Yeah. Soon. Robin, I don't know. Kevin is aware that this project has been taking place. He was at our last sewer meeting.
Mm-hmm.
He knows. He said he's got a couple contractors that are chomping at the bit. But this is the finalized plan, so he has to get these out to the contractors to see which one, you know, they're going to award the contract to. I would venture to say that once Kevin gets this, he will probably
have it already.
He's got it already, so he's probably out there beating the bushes. I would say the same time frame, sometime before the end of October, it should be completed.
With putting it out for bid and getting a contractor?
We don't have to put it out for bid.
Oh, just get a contractor.
We hired the, and that, see, that's a topic of discussion that we were, going to have tonight.
Okay, but my bottom line question is, once you get a contractor, when are we looking to start?
Depends on how busy they are.
Huh?
Depends on how busy the contractor is.
So there's a likelihood it's not going to even start this winter?
How hungry they are.
No. As Kevin put it in the last meeting, you know, these people need work, so...
They're actually going to him, knocking on his door.
Yeah, asking him if he has anything for him. So I would suspect that it is going to be done before the asphalt plant's closing. Because they are tarring, they are redoing the road.
Yeah, but if that's the end of October, the asphalt plants are closing in November.
Right. What I'm saying is they should be done by the end of October.
Oh, I thought you meant contract.
No. Just so you know, too, they're going to open a 4-foot-wide ditch every day. They're going to put in the pipe, they're going to close that over every day, so there's no...
Road closure.
Yeah, there's nothing that somebody can fall in. They're going to fill it back in, they're going to backfill it, and then they're going to, over the backfill, they're going to put the steel plates. So, yes, it should be completed by the end of October, middle of November at the latest.
Okay. Okay.
Should be. We're talking government here. Anybody else? Okay, then I'll entertain a motion to close the audience portion.
Make that motion.
Okay.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained. Okay. Ordinances, we have none. Let's go to reports.
Accept the report.
Second.
Any discussion on any of them?
I just have one thing.
All right.
The highway report. I noticed that a lot of the painting work was done. I just had a question for Christine. It looks great, the work that they did so far. But are they scheduled to finish the rest of the crosswalks and the stripes and the alleys that aren't done and some of the parking spaces in the downtown? So.
Yes. They are scheduled to continue working this morning. Unfortunately, it was raining, so we couldn't get back out
ongoing,
this morning.
Yeah.
It's ongoing. We have two guys on it every day. And I gave the supervisor direction late this afternoon that I wanted to see more of the curbs painted as well. So.
Okay. Great. That's it.
Questions about the limit second. The temporary guy that we have, when is he going to be done?
Our clean community worker?
Yes. How long do we got him for? Put that way.
I think I can say this in public.
No.
No.
Withdraw.
Okay, for the reports, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstained. Okay. Old business. Quick check. Sewer hookup.
They're ready to go.
Okay. All you need is
I need a go-ahead from council.
Okay. Everybody had an opportunity to read that?
Yep.
Yeah.
Any questions?
I do not know.
What's that?
It was the health department, I guess, that prevented them from having their septic approved, and they had to come back to us? Is that what happened?
Mm-hmm. The bottom line is this. We wanted to include them into our wastewater management plan.
Right.
The state... taking their sweet time, the wastewater management plan is due every 5 years. We submitted ours, and they approved it after we had submitted it years ago. But wait a second, and because it was under review, they wouldn't allow an amendment. They wouldn't allow an amendment until after it was approved, and they wanted to build quick, and they had approval to put in the septic.
Right.
But they also ran lines with the anticipation of...
Right, I remember they did that. Sure.
Of doing this, yeah.
Okay.
So we're still good. Was Dawson out there to make sure that they have the proper grease traps? And
Kevin and I will go
you
out
and Kevin
there.
Are doing that? Okay, so all we need is an approval to allow Quick Check to hook up to our sewer plant. By motion.
Yeah, I'll make that motion.
And do you know how, yeah, okay.
The contribution to the borough is $95,000.
Yes, that's sweet.
Second.
All right, we have a motion and a second.
Who made the motion?
I do.
Rob, let's do a roll call on this one.
Torres?
Yes.
Conry?
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Jones?
Yes.
Okay, good.
That contribution's not to the borough, it's to the sewer, right?
It goes into the sewer operating fund.
Right, that's what I mean.
Okay. New Jersey American Water Company, the easement agreement. Did you have an opportunity to review this?
I reviewed the option.
Okay. And anything, did you find anything awry with it? Okay.
And specifically the down payment or the initial deposit issue appears to be fine as long as it's okay with the CFO and everything looks fine.
Okay. Anybody else have any questions?
Yes. How long is this good for?
It's good for 1 year.
1 year contract?
With an option for an extension of a year. And it's also $14,000. They're giving us a $14,000 deposit. That if they don't use that, that's going to go towards the total cost of the $140,000 if they get it done within 1 year. If they don't get it done within a year, we get that $14,000, and they don't do it, that $14,000 is ours. If they have an option to extend it 1 year, they have to pay another $14,000. That goes, that and the initial $14,000 then goes towards the $140,000. And then they got to get it complete within a year. So if they don't get it completed within 2 years, the second year, the extension year, we got $28,000 from them.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Any other questions? Okay, well then I'll entertain a motion.
I'll make the motion to approve this.
The option agreement for a grant of easement and right-of-way with the New Jersey American Water Company.
Yes.
Second? You second it?
Second.
Okay. Let's do a roll call on this too, please.
Torres?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes.
Conry?
Yes.
Jones?
Yes.
Okay, now, I don't know if everybody else is in new business. I don't know if Jade Acquisition was stapled to the water company agreement.
It was. I apologize for the mistake in my office.
That's all right. We're saving safety.
Okay.
That's an important one. We're saving money. We're saving the taxpayers' money. Using one staple for two jobs. Okay.
If that's the downtown, the
it's Ray Rice.
Yes. Okay. The building, he's a bank and the old...
PNC area?
Crowley's.
The hotel.
St. Cloud Hotel and Crowley's.
Yeah, I can think of either. Does anybody have any questions?
I just, before anybody asks any questions, I just want to say that we had lengthy discussions at the planning board level. I know you did. The engineer and Leslie and I did with the municipal engineer regarding this redevelopment agreement. And I believe that we are all comfortable with it now. The planning board, Leslie, myself, and the municipal engineer. We are ready to move forward.
Anybody want to make a motion?
Based on the recommendation of the manager, I'd like to make that motion.
I'll second it.
Okay. Any discussion? I do. I got a question. The last page, on page 6. When it talks about the 5-year tax exemption and abatement.
Right.
Can somebody who knows a lot more than that, than me, explain that to me?
Oh, I didn't know you were going to ask that question, Dave.
I'm sorry.
That is part, the borough is part of the pilot program.
Correct. Is that what it's going to be? Is it going to be the pilot program?
I believe that it is.
And do we have a scale at what he's going to start? Pilot program is payment in lieu of taxes. Normally, you're a homeowner. We collect your taxes. We collect it for everybody. And then we send it to the school. We send it to the county. We send it to the state. We send it everywhere. payment in lieu of taxes pilot, they actually pay a portion of the value of the property, let's say 20%. The first year, the 20% goes strictly to the borough. We don't have to send any of that money out up to 5 years. We collect that money directly for 5 years. We don't send it to the school. We don't send it to the state. We don't send it to the county. We keep that money. It's not a bad plan for us, and it's not a bad deal for the developer either. Just so where the new buildings are downtown here, the at the crosswalk, what is that called? Midtown Plaza or whatever, Midtown. His payment in lieu of taxes, the property that he took down had a $26,500 tax value on it. Out of that $26,000, the town got about just a hair less than $5,000 because everybody else had to get paid. When he started the payment in lieu of taxes, we started raking in like 10, 120, whatever. That came straight to us that we didn't have to send anywhere. Okay, so this is actually going to be the pilot program.
Correct.
Do we have a breakdown of the percentage that he's going to pay for the 5 years? Or is that an automatic? Doesn't it go 20, 40, 60, 80, 100 in the fifth year?
I don't know off the top of my head, and I can certainly get you that information. I've got the statutes right here.
I guess what threw me was exemption and abatement.
It's good that the state even allows that, though. I think it's a good program.
It is.
I'm going to have to look into that.
Payment in lieu of
taxes. Take me too long to sit here and read all the statutes, but I can certainly...
I can include that in my next management report if the council is okay with that.
Yeah. That's good.
Okay. We have a motion and a second.
Correct.
Roll call, please.
John?
Yes.
Connie?
Yes.
Tora?
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, let's see here. Resolution 125, Recreation Commission appointment. Oh, I'm sorry, Robin.
You both had a question, please. I just wanted to ask, going back to new development buildings, with this issue that was brought up with the planning board, if the planning board gives them their approval to do the plans that way, and they're going to start this building, and if they turn around and say, we don't like it, we want to build it however we want to build it, we don't have anything to replace it with new buildings.
That's why we're moving this along fast.
Before this starts,
correct.
And then the second question that was asked is with the pilot program, so for 5 years, all the tax dollars that development comes into the borough directly.
It's not considered tax dollars.
Okay.
It's payment in lieu of taxes.
In lieu of taxes. So
right.
Then say people move in, say you have 50 families move in there with children. So for 5 years, there'll be no tax dollars paid to school taxes for these additional children. So that will fall on the rest of the taxpayers, regular citizens, to pay that addition for those students in the school system.
All right, well, here's the bottom line. Being in the township, I understand that question. I'm glad I'm not on the township committee. But, yes, you're right. But that money is coming in here. What we would collect on tax from there, we might only send a portion, actually a portion would only go to the school. So when we did it for Van Cleef down here, we actually, and I can't remember the numbers, it was forever ago, but we were actually not losing that much money towards the school.
So you do send some money to the school for families that move in with children to pay for those kids for the first 5 years.
You have to understand this. We don't do that for the school. The school board passes their budget, we collect their taxes. You know what I mean? We have to pay that bill. So we collect the tax, pardon me?
That's regardless of whatever they send, we have to pay.
Right, we have to pay. Regardless. Now, we take that money in. Is that considered anticipated revenue?
Yes.
Okay, so that actually goes then, anticipated revenue goes then to reduce our budget, our overall budget. So we might reduce our budget by the same amount we have to pay the school. Do you understand that? So it would be a wash.
And it wouldn't affect the school board's budget whatsoever.
No.
They have their own.
You have to pay the school taxes a lot, and if you look at it in another way, people who are delinquent on their taxes, we're still paying the school whether we collect that money or not.
I thought that had to be the schedule, but anyway. Is that good? Call me the answer man tonight. Okay, let's move on to Resolution 125, Recreation Commission appointment. Can I get a motion? So bad. Have a motion. We can get a second.
Second.
Okay, we've got a motion and a second. We can do this and all in favor, right?
Mm-hmm.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstained? Okay. Resolution 126, establishing trick-or-treat in the borough of Washington.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion?
Yes, this includes curfew nights?
Yes. And this is also in conjunction with the township.
So, would that change?
I have a question.
Halloween.
I have a question in the resolution itself. Now, therefore, be it resolved. That paragraph where it says, suggest curfew for all persons 17 or under at 9 p.m. on Thursday, October 30th to Friday, October 31st, 2004. Now, October 31st is actually midnight on Thursday. Is there a time on the 31st that ends?
It is
8
o'clock.
Okay.
She said 7 o'clock in the morning.
But that's
the trick-or-treat time. I'm talking about the curfew itself, right?
Like it's like,
it goes from
for example,
30th,
7 o'clock Thursday night to 7 o'clock Friday night.
Curfew
ends.
Mm-hmm. 8 o'clock Saturday morning.
It would have to end like at 8 o'clock Saturday morning.
That's a good point. Not clear.
8 o'clock.
8 a.m. November 1st.
Right.
Yep.
All right, so I'll amend that.
Okay.
Can I keep this copy?
Why, certainly.
Motion to move as amended.
Thank you.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Okay.
You have something added here.
I got it right here. Okay, let's see. This.
Press an announcement you need to make.
Warren Hills Parade, Saturday, 9:20 at 9:15.
Remember, that was the community day.
Oh, right.
They came to us and asked permission to have the parade partially in the borough, partially in the township.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. They're closing down.
Yes.
All there.
Correct.
Okay. Do we need to make a motion on this?
No, I just wanted you to have the announcement.
Okay. It is 9:15. I take that to be a.m.
Yes.
To 10:30.
Saturday. The 20th.
Mm-hmm. This is Saturday, all Saturday.
Correct.
The parade route is as follows. Start at Carlton Avenue at the middle school. Go to Belvedere Avenue from the middle school onto Belvedere Avenue, onto Turnberry Road, onto St. Andrews, left on Jackson Valley, end at the stadium. Okay.
I hope that's the first report. Mm-hmm.
They are, are they going to have like a police escort?
They've arranged it with the Washington Township Police. We're putting out our barricades
mm-hmm.
Friday afternoon for what's in the borough. The township will take care of theirs.
Okay. And this too?
Yes, I just need approval for the business trick or treat on Friday the 31st from 3 to 5.
From 3 to 5. The bid is asking for the business, the downtown businesses. They have trick or treat down there. They want to do it from 3 to 5. Need a motion.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstained. Okay. Let's do the bills.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Any questions on the bills?
I do.
You do. Go ahead, Rob.
Okay, on page 6, page 14, on the bottom, it says,
under utilities, it says municipal, is this municipal building lights or 2066? Is that just for 1 month? No, that seems a little bit odd. I don't know if...
Yeah, you're running the air. It is for 1 month. I'm sorry.
It is for only 1 month, because it does seem really high.
Yep, 2066.
That's what the new air conditioner working, so I guess...
Ball field light?
No.
No, it's not.
It looks like it was ball field, but it's not. It's the municipal building lights.
No, not the ball.
Electricity, rather. So it's all the electric, not just lights, right? Okay, that was my question. Thank you.
Any other questions? Roll call, please.
Connie?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes, everything except for our company records, boy.
Higgin?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
Jones?
Yes.
Okay, next on the agenda is the recap.
Question before you recap?
Mm-hmm.
Sure. The letter we got from the Office of Emergency Management had requested the use of the old police building along with some of the furniture. Do we need a motion to authorize that?
That's administrative. I can handle it.
Okay. Go ahead and recap.
Oh, wait a second. Wait a second before we do the recap. Let's talk about the sewer plants.
Okay, answer man.
Pardon me?
Okay, answer man.
Well, wait, we need to get that taken care of. I don't want to answer the wrong one. That's the last one of the two. Everybody got a copy of these on their desk?
No, not everyone. Only the sewer committee.
Okay. I can read this. Right?
Yes, not a lot of
yeah. Revised the estimate bid specs and revised plans from Chris Jepson. He is our sewer engineer. The total estimated cost is $163,000 for two stormwater drains. That is Dawson's estimate for installing them and will be made part of the contract. I've confirmed with our CO, CFO, we have... Wait a minute. What are you talking about? Whoa, whoa, whoa. $163 to put in the two stormwater drains?
No. You read it wrong. You have to look at Chris's estimate behind it is $154,000 plus $11,000 for the two stormwater drains.
Okay, that's 11. I have added $11,000 made part of the contract. I've confirmed with our CEO that, oh, we had, I don't want to say that amount budgeted for this project. I don't have to say it, do I?
Do I have to say it there, Counselor?
I'm
saying it. Do I have to say that amount? It's going to cost us this. Do I have to say that amount?
No, that's
okay, because we're still going to block it. Yeah, okay. All right, so it's probably going to cost somewhere in the neighborhood of $163,000 that we have set aside for this particular endeavor. Christine has spoken with Veolia. They were working on a revised amendment to the contract now, and that's the question that I had outside. We don't have to revise the contract, correct?
I will pull the contract out with Leslie tomorrow. I know this question came up with Judy, and she said we did not have to revise the contract because there's a line in the contract that
says if we need any work done in association with the sewer plant, we can hire them directly to do it.
Okay.
So we're hiring them to do the project. They're going to go out and get their own contractors to do it.
Okay, I have to look at it. I'm not familiar with this. Right, so yeah, tomorrow I will send you that section of the contract.
Remember we talked about that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's good. I mean, Judy already going through.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, that's fine. You
I'd
look
like
it over
to
there.
Get up to speed on it, though.
Okay. So, I just want to take a look at these real quick to make sure we have them right.
So, Dave, just to,
yes,
to be clear, how much are the two storm drains going to cost them?
$11,000. Okay, so I need an approval for these plans, a motion for approval for these plans so that we can go ahead and take care of a problem that has existed for 15 years on Partners Court.
So move.
Second.
All right. do we want to give, along with that, if needed, amend the contract to allow Veolia to do it?
Yes.
Okay.
So move. With the amendment,
with the amendment.
Needed.
Okay. $163,000, a lot of money. Roll call, please.
Thompson?
Yes.
Connery?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
Higgins?
Wee. You know, if we approve this and it gets done, we won't have anything to talk about for the next 15 years. Yeah.
Chris, can you just get a copy of that memo, please?
Okay, recap?
After the meeting.
After the meeting. Worked with Leslie on confirming the contract with Veolia that they do not have to go out to bid. If we do, we'll amend the contract.
No, that we don't have to go out to bid, right?
Right, that they don't have to go out to bid, Veolia. If we amend the contract, then they would have to go out to bid.
They can hire whoever they want, right? They don't have, I mean, they don't have to take these and do the same bid process that we do.
Correct.
No, it's just a listed proposal. I will communicate with the Shade Tree Commission on the inspection of their trees. I'll follow up with Leslie on the redevelopment ordinance. We'll start putting that enforcement action in that part of the ordinance. I'll look at 149 North Lincoln Avenue. We'll take a look at the breakdown of the pilot program on the redevelopers agreement. And that's all I have.
I have one question before we go to council comments.
Okay.
And it has to do with, should we have had a not to exceed amount in that for the work done down there?
I thought you mentioned that $163,000 as a cap.
No, it's not a cap. That's the estimated cost.
I didn't see the memo, so, okay.
Should we have, can we go make a motion now to say
not
that job on South Prospect, or Gardner's Court, not to exceed, say, $175,000?
And if there's
what?
A change order.
Not to exceed $175,000 unless there's a change order. Change order is approved by the council.
We do that.
Wait a second.
Or other circumstances deemed appropriate by the borough council of the borough of Washington.
Is that just going to be amended to the other? Put it in another.
Do we need another motion for that? Or?
I would do that, but I would make sure that would go with the other action.
You got that right.
Mm-hmm.
The borough council.
So moved.
Oh, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained. Okay. Council remarks. Ms. Connor. Ladies first. Chivalry is not dead. Thank you. Mr. Jones.
I just wanted to bring to council again about the situation on Eunice Avenue about the heaters. I have two residents who complain about people speeding, and they want speed bumps. And I know I brought this to you about that. So I'm just letting you know, they will come to the meeting and they're going to bring about the speed bumps.
Okay. You know what? You can give them my phone number.
Yes.
And I will explain it to them.
No problem.
Anything else?
That's it.
Okay. Mr. Jones.
Nothing.
Okay. Mr. Torres.
Let me think for 1 second here. I'm just reading over this memo that we got as an update on the time clock situation.
Yeah, it's a good time to talk about that, now that you brought it up. I did a lot. I'm sorry?
Go ahead.
That's just an error.
Contract?
Well, it is.
Well, the part that's not, she can tell you. Right.
There's many aspects of it, so I would suggest that you read it over very carefully and give it some consideration.
Mm-hmm.
And we address it in executive session as part of a contract negotiation at the next meeting.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take that recommendation. Anything else?
Let's see. Well, yeah, I did want to mention, too, I guess everybody in council received the update on the Warren County recycling events, but just for the rest of the community. On Sunday, which is Sunday, September 28th, from 8 to 12, they're having a household hazardous waste and electronics collection event. So what you do is you bring down your computers, printers, radios, any electronics, up TVs, and also hazardous waste like gasoline, oil, antifreeze, fluorescent lights. So these are batteries, stuff like that.
And an amendment to that, just so everybody knows, they do not destroy your motherboard or your hard drive. They pack that up, and that all goes to wherever they recycle. Word of caution. Mm-hmm. Still my computer there. I've worked back there.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it for me.
Mr. Thompson.
Nope.
Okay.
Which Dwayne, you have a question covered?
Yes, you do. The Christmas lights.
Oh, yeah. One quick question. What do we want to do about the Christmas lights out front? Do we want to put them up again this year?
And the additional cost is another $250, is that what it is? Because it was $500.
No, it was $750 last year. It's the same cost as last year.
It was, okay. It was mm-hmm. previous. Okay. Yeah, I would say yes.
All right, let's have a motion for that, please.
I make a motion for the Christmas
lights.
Second. We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstained?
And I'd like to wish Dwayne also a speedy recovery. He was absent.
Okay.
Announcement. Next Friday was the older adults we're having. Janine and I were having an event for the seniors up here at Star Hall. It's next Friday.
What a
luau.
The luau. Thank you.
What time is that?
It's a...
I think it's 6 to 8.
Six,
6 to 8.
Do
you need chaperones?
No.
Oh, shucks.
Okay. All righty then. I have three things. I dumped some steel off down at the garage yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and it's a brand new dumpster
down
there.
Isn't it wonderful?
Yeah, I mean, so they took that one out. Are we going to get a check?
Yes.
They're coming right to us.
They're coming right to us.
Finally?
Finally, we have all
good.
Of our money.
We good.
This time, I said, we've made a ticket. That was the problem. They
okay.
weren't putting the tickets in the box. I have
do
a ticket.
Do you have
a rough
idea what we got so far?
$1,000.
Okay. That's better than nothing.
But that's a $3,000 because before this, we didn't have recycling. And
absolutely.
We didn't collect, so that's great.
Okay. The convention is in November, right?
That's
we need.
Right.
What do we need to do before that? You need a list of who's
I
going?
I need a list of who's going.
Okay. The League of Municipalities Convention. And Halloween is next month.
Yeah.
All right. I just want everybody to know that it's next month. We don't meet again until October 4th. Okay. Sir, you came in late. Do you have anything that you want to address the council on?
No, actually, here, part of Jay Washington.
And Ray Rice.
Yep.
Okay, we've already approved that.
Oh, you
it's on your. Yeah, we're done.
Yeah, we're done.
Do you have anything you want to add?
Okay. Okay. I'll entertain a motion.
Thank you for telling me.
You're welcome. For adjourned.
Make
wait.
A motion.
Oh, you made the motion. Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Nope.
Okay. Good.